A team of veterinarians brought spaying, neutering, and vaccinations to two YK Delta villages recently. Alaska Native Rural Veterinary, a Fairbanks-based nonprofit, visited Tuntutuliak and Kinkiganak for a free clinic. KYUK's Ben Matheson has more.
Veterinarian Paula Gibson is giving a shot to her first patient of the day, a small mixed breed named Roxy.
It'll be easier if you go sheep.
Yeah.
Back in there for a little bit.
Come here.
That is just a sedative. It helps calm them down a little bit, so when we put the IV injection in, they're not quite as wiggly. Okay.
Gibson is in Kinkiganak to spay, neuter, vaccinate, and deworm as many dogs as she can in a marathon day. She lives in Missouri, but grew up on ADAC. She's volunteering with Alaska Native Rural Veterinary. This December morning, her mobile surgical unit is set up in a wide hallway at the community laundromat with a window overlooking the ocean. In modern times, rural Western Alaska villages have struggled with loose dog populations. It's not uncommon in some villages to pay young people a bounty of $10 or $20 per dog when things get out of control. Health experts say overpopulation creates the potential for hungry and aggressive dogs and can lead to bites and, in some cases, maulings. The Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation Office of Environmental Health cites 703 documented animal bites in the YK Delta over a seven-year period. In the lobby with about 10 others was Leanne Miller and her small, gold-coated Scarlet, age 2. She knew something was up.
I don't know how she feels. Maybe she's excited and scared and nervous at the same time.
The community of over 400, located west of the mouth of the Kuskokwim, a few miles from the coast, doesn't get visits from vets. Residents would need to fly to Bethel, which becomes cost prohibitive for many. The result can be an overpopulation of stray and loose dogs, raising the risk for dog bites, contact with rabies, and more hungry dogs getting into garbage. Jonathan Otto of VPSO brought his German wire-haired pointer hunting dog, Nuka, in to be neutered. Sergeant Otto says spaying and neutering is a better alternative to how village dog populations are usually controlled.
They call me and we find somebody to do the dog control. Mm-hmm. They round them up and bring them to the dump and take care of them.
Joe Joseph is president of the Kinkiganak Tribal Council, which hosted the clinic in their building. He says the village dog control efforts are only a temporary fix.
But this one that they have right now, neutering dogs, fixing them up, it's going to help us a lot. And I'm glad they're doing that. For the safety of our kids, for the safety of our elders.
And it's not just dogs they're taking care of.
We call him Kitty and sometimes Bobby.
Hannah Jimmy held the gray cat, thought to be one of three in town. But after Gibson was finished with Bobby, there will be no Bobby Juniors. By late morning, the line was long for pet owners, and Gibson was eager to have as many animals as she could come across her table. Gibson, who also works with Christian Veterinary Mission, says every dog counts.
It may sound like we're not doing enough when you look at the actual numbers of animals, but then when you break it down into how many puppies one dog can have or one male dog can father, we're at least stopping that much.
Angie Fitch is director for Alaska Native Rural Veterinary.
One female could have, 16 to 20 puppies a year.
The team sterilized 38 dogs during their visit to two communities, which in a few months can expect fewer puppy litters and hopefully fewer problem dogs. Sponsors of the clinic include Grant Aviation, Delta Western, and the YKHC Office of Environmental Health. In Kinkiganak, I'm Ben Matheson.